Tim Scott, there's a 75% agreement on police reform, but Dems are putting poison pills in. By Ian Hanchett on June 16, 2020. On Tuesday's broadcast of the Fox News Channel's The Story, Senator Tim Scott, RSC, said there is a 75% overlap between his police reform legislation in the Senate and the House's legislation, but criticized Democrats for wanting to go so far that they introduce poison pills in their legislation, and called on Democrats to negotiate. Scott said, "Well, we have an amazing opportunity to say to the American people, we hear you. The police unions are perhaps a part of the problem on the left. They say that there are poison pills that they're not willing to discuss and there are other things that they want in the legislation. When in fact, 75% of the legislative priorities in my legislation, the Senate legislation, and the House legislation all line up to be the exact same thing. Will the Senate Democrats not come to the table and negotiate when you have three out of the four items you want? If they are more interested in having the issue than the solution, that tells me that partisan politics in November is more important than solving the issues. I hope that when we have a chance to roll this out, that Democrats of goodwill will come to the table and negotiate for the type of results this nation wants." He added that while there are many areas of agreement between the House and the Senate, what they want to do is go so far that they introduce poison pills in their legislation. And that's why Mitch McConnell said it's a non-starter for those poison pills. "We could have talked about decertification of officers. Except for, the Democrats say that's a poison pill. Because the police unions say that's a non-starter. So, they're not willing to have that conversation. So, we didn't put that part in the bill. So, what we have is 75% of what they say they want. We can start there." If she's, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, not willing to come to the table, if Schumer's not willing to come to the table, I hope the American voters come to the table and say, enough is enough. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter @IanHanchett.